David Grevenberg, Chief Executive, Commonwealth Games Federation.
So can you believe that 4 years have passed and it's already time for another Commonwealth Games?
Well, they say time flies when you're having fun, and certainly the since Glasgow, and since the tremendous impact that Glasgow had on the Commonwealth sports movement, we have been diligently and vigilantly working to hopefully repeat the magic and success of fantastic games. But we've had two youth games in between this time, one in Samoa in 2015, and then another in Bahamas in 2017. So there's been a lot of activity, a lot of change since Glasgow. But it really is, it's hard to believe that time's passed so fast.
So, what are you expecting from their games?
The location is, just so picturesque, so stunning, really, kind of that beach community. It's a smaller city than Glasgow, very much a regional city, but the entire region of Queensland has really wrapped its arms around it and embraced it. We have a few satellite venues in Townsville and Cairns for the basketball. And of course, we have in Brisbane the track cycling. But the majority of activity will be in the Gold Coast. The venues are stunning, much like Glasgow, in terms of world-class but community relevant. And the areas that we are really focused on right now is making sure that obviously the safety and security is paramount, but also more just as important as transport. A slightly different geographical environment than Glasgow in terms of there's mountains to the west and of course a big ocean to the east, and we need to ensure that people are able to get to point A to point B and work within those constraints. But all going well, it should be just a tremendous, fantastic games that'll be a lot of fun and spectacular for the athletes and fans.
And now looking back to the beginning of the Glasgow Games, if I remember, we could have been mistaken for thinking we were in the Gold Coast ourselves with the glorious weather we got to open up the games on that first day. So what can we expect from the showpiece opening? Have you had any insight?
I've had some insight, and it's as you would expect me to say, it's all top secret, but it will be spectacular. I think it'll be a real celebration of the diversity of Australia, of Queensland, and in particular the city of Gold Coast. But it will also really resonate to the Commonwealth and beyond. We'll have obviously our standard protocol elements in terms of the Queen's Baton Relay concluding, the message from Her Majesty's representative, in this case it will be Prince Charles, and then we will also have some real ethnic and cultural celebrations that I think are really going to captivate people's imagination, but also hearts.
And you're speaking about hearts there. I know that you are in an official capacity, but after the Glasgow Games and, it is your new home, will you have a wee bias for Team Scotland there?
I have two children I've raised in Scotland now, and it's always the running joke, when we start to discuss major sporting events or the Olympics or the Commonwealth Games or other events. I'm during the Olympics, I would say, are you going to support Team USA? And no, of course not. It's the Union Jack. And in the case of the Commonwealth Games, I can assure you that the Grevenberg family has a real affinity to Scotland. I obviously, in my capacity, have to remain completely neutral, but I know both my kids will be rooting on Team Scotland.
And now looking back at Glasgow 4 years ago, what do you hope the legacy of that fantastic Games has been for the city?
I would say that there's so many aspects. We have reshaped the vision of the Commonwealth Games based on Glasgow's approach to hosting this event and really questioning what it means to be a great Commonwealth citizens and a great Commonwealth city. And really what that has created is a movement of sorts. Glasgow in many, many cases has shown that, the ideals of sport as a force for good can actually be put into tangible value. And that's, addressing, long-standing questions about the relevance of the Commonwealth and the challenging but dynamic and rich history of the Commonwealth, but also upholding some of these broader ideals. You know, if we speak to one example, which I'm, particularly proud of being a part of, was that moment during the opening ceremony where, the athletes of the Commonwealth created that call to action for children across the Commonwealth with UNICEF. And £6.5 million was raised, which has now been used in over 45 countries and has benefited over 12 million children. And a formal report will be coming out around Gold Coast talking about that. But that's just one, small or big legacy, depending how you want to look at it, that was really inspired by Glasgow. For the city of Glasgow, I like to feel that, the things that were brought forward or accelerated by the Games, such as the Hydro or the Emirates or the regeneration of the East End of Glasgow, and, have really contributed to the peace, sustainability, and prosperity of this great city. And, whilst it was never positioned as the panacea, I do think it has played a part in people's hearts and minds. And, I think it's something we can all continue to be really proud of. But it's also, I think, invoked a real sense of possibility and ambition and aspirations that, I think is when you do these things well and you do these things right and you do these things with people and partnerships, it can ultimately be a real game changer. And I think Glasgow 2014 was a fantastic moment, and it's up to all of us to keep that legacy alive.
And finally, David, you speak about the UNICEF moment there. Was that the moment of the Games for you, or do you have a few standout moments, some of your favorite memories?
Oh, there's so many. I think that certainly was one. I think watching Pumeza sing Freedom Come All Ye, in the backdrop of Glasgow's relationship with Nelson Mandela, the narrative put forward by Billy Connolly, John Barrowman, standing up for LGBT rights, all of these, momentous kind of signature moments were made me really proud. But then all the amazing sport. And to see Team Scotland, have their all-time, best performance in a Commonwealth Games, and to look, look all those Scottish athletes in the eyes and see how hard they worked to be at a home Games, with such a vibe. It was truly a magical experience. And of course, you would expect me to say it was great to also see our great Commonwealth athlete Usain Bolt come and enjoy the event and also be as spectacular as everyone imagined he could be.